Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Daily Virtue. If you're feeling a little drained, overwhelmed, or like you're constantly saying yes even when you want to say no, well, you're not alone. Today, we're diving into a stoic practice that can totally change your life. Building strong boundaries. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Boundaries sounds like a buzzword, right? But trust me on this one, boundaries are way more than just polite requests. They're the invisible lines that define who you are, what you value, and how you want to be treated. Think of them as your personal force field, protecting your energy, time, and sanity. Here's the deal. Ever felt like you're constantly running on empty? Like someone else's needs are always taking priority over yours? That's a classic sign you might need to work on those boundaries. So, how do we build these bad boys? Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you get started. First, know your values. What truly matters to you? Is it family time, creative pursuits, personal growth? Once you know what fuels your soul, you can start saying no to things that don't align with those values. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Second, communicate clearly and respectfully. When setting a boundary, be direct and assertive. You don't need to apologize for taking care of yourself. Practice phrases like, I need some time alone right now, or that doesn't feel comfortable for me. A little kindness goes a long way, even when you're standing your ground. Third, practice saying no and mean it. This one's tough, I get it. But remember, saying yes to everything just leads to burnout and resentment. It's okay to decline requests that don't serve you. Fourth, protect your time. Your time is precious, so treat it like gold. Schedule dedicated time for the things that matter most, whether it's reading, exercising, or simply relaxing. Learn to say no to commitments that drain your energy and don't align with your goals. Finally, be patient and persistent. Setting boundaries takes practice. You might encounter pushback or resistance at first, but don't give up. Keep reinforcing your limits, and eventually, people will respect them. Think of it like training a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. Imagine this. You're invited to a party you really don't want to go to. Your friends are all excited about it, and they keep pressuring you to come. But deep down, you know it's just not your scene. Instead of feeling obligated or pressured to say yes, you politely decline, explaining that you have other plans. You feel a sense of calm knowing you've prioritized your own well-being. See? Setting boundaries isn't about being selfish, it's about taking care of yourself and honoring your needs. It's about creating space for what truly matters in your life. So today's challenge is simple. Identify one area where you need to set a boundary. It could be with work, relationships, or even social media. Then take a moment to visualize yourself clearly communicating that boundary. Practice the conversation in your head, and remember you deserve to be treated with respect and to have your needs met. Remember, you're not just building boundaries, you're building a life that feels authentic, fulfilling, and truly yours. And that's something worth celebrating. Thanks for joining me on Daily Virtue. See you tomorrow for another dose of Stoic wisdom.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.